Racer Radio on AM 1170 The Answer is sponsored by Love Radio Network. This is Racer Radio on AM 1170 The Answer. If it's a car, motorcycle, boat, or anything else with an engine in San Diego, it's on Racer Radio. Now, here's your host, Dave Stahl.
All right, folks. Hey, welcome back. This is Racer Radio, the only show supporting local racers and racers all around the world. This segment is brought to you by San Diego Carburetor and Fuel Injection. Stan's a man when it comes to getting horsepower out of your car. Believe me, the carburetor and distributor, if equipped, can definitely get you additional horsepower, and Stan knows exactly how to do that. Everything from fresh engines that need tuning after 500-mile break-in all the way up to your everyday driver. Carburetors, distributor tuning for maximum power, single, four-barrel, dual quads, tri-power, you name it. Plus, he has all the parts and pieces. All brands and distributors, restoration services also available. San Diego Carburetor and Fuel Injection, 6622 University Avenue, right there in lovely San Diego. Check them out. Okie dokie. Well, you know, we don't usually get around to doing news, but a lot of different things have come down the pike in the motorsport community. Plus, the seasons are all over with. And if you want to know who won which season, all you got to do is just go to the internet and Google NASCAR, F1, you know, you name it.
IMSA.
Yeah, IMSA. They're all there.
Sprint car.
A little bit of a sad note. Jim Neighbors passed away November 30th. Jim Neighbors, if you're not familiar with Jim Neighbors, that means you've been not been watching the Indianapolis 500, because he would sing I don't even remember the name of the song.
I believe it was "I'm Glad to Be Back Home in Indiana."
Yeah, and that was, and he, and nobody realized he had a voice.
I didn't either. Like, I mean, when I saw him at the Indy 500 sing it, I was blown away. Yeah. I didn't have any idea.
He was 87 when he passed away. He had just underwent, well, it's been a while, a liver transplant in 94 after contracting hepatitis B. But he died peacefully at home in Hawaii after his health had declined for the past year. So consequently, his husband, Stan Caldwalder, was there by his side. So everybody knows him for the wonderful man that he was. And also, we can say about him, he's going to be dearly, dearly missed.
Absolutely. He was a treasure.
Yeah.
He really was.
So unfortunate, Jim Neighbors passes on.
Yeah, he hadn't sung at the Indy 500 for a while, though. It was a while. Okay, he started missing in 2007. Yeah, that makes sense, because I think I had already seen him a couple times before that.
Right. IndyCar came out with some news, which was a little disappointing for the folks in Mexico. The IndyCar series announced Thursday that they will not be a race in Mexico City during the 2018 Verizon IndyCar series.
That would have been the first time?
Probably not the first, but it's odd that they would not go back. But despite remaining hopeful over the past couple of months that a deal would be struck, Holman and Company and CEO Mark Miles said in a news release that IndyCar and the event organizers, whom he has yet to identify, were unable to finalize a contract, and he could not wait any longer. In fairness to our teams, manufacturers, and other stakeholders,
We need
time to properly prepare for an event
of
such magnitude, and that's getting your cars to Mexico. You don't just drive down the street.
You can't. You got it. Yeah, that's too bad. And it sounds like the earthquake affected their negotiations.
Yeah, maybe, but the IndyCar is invested in the process of putting together the right deal with a partner.
Right, so, that's what Mark Miles said, though.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
And then, so it just made it perfectly clear they will continue to negotiate and hopeful of putting a race together in 2019 without an event in Mexico, which would have taken place between the July 30th race at Mid-Ohio and August 20th at Pocono. The 2018 season will now be a 17-race championship, the same as in 2017.
Well, that's too bad.
So, you know, IndyCar, you know, throws out their niceties. They appreciate the rich racing history in Mexico, and we would like to be a partner.
At least they gave it a shot.
Well,
maybe it'll work later on.
It's probably a money deal.
But it happens. There was that one that they were going to do in Boston. Do you remember that?
They were going to do one in San Diego.
That was such a debacle.
They were going to do one in San Diego.
I think they ended up getting sued over that.
Yeah. Dover International Speedway, not a place where you would normally find an earthquake.
Speaking of earthquakes.
Yeah, the track officials reported that the track and its staff are safe and sound after a whopping 4.1 magnitude earthquake that shook the Delaware facility around 4:47 on November the 30th, a Thursday afternoon.
And they don't usually get earthquakes.
No, that's
they don't
why
know
this,
what to do.
Well, we were worried about that Greg monster that stands up over the track and he holds one of the race cars, usually a winner. But the epicenter was measured just 6 miles east-northeast of the one-mile concrete track, according to the United States Geological Society. The magnitude falls under the category of light on the Richter scale, with noticeable shaking but zero to minimal damage. Early reports about the tremor measured the severity, as I said, 4.1 and 5.1.
Well, I'm sure that, after they survey the track and...
Well, the Speedway officials said there was no initial reports of damage on the track or the grounds, but that a most comprehensive survey was planned once daylight returned Friday. The track known as the Mile, or the... Actually, it's Miles.
Known for its monster. His name is Miles, yes.
And its reputation of the toughest venue responded to the earthquake with a trademark bravado in a tweet. So I guess the little guy's got his own tweet handle.
He didn't get too rattled.
Yeah, I did not catch the championship dinner for Martin Truex Jr.
Yeah.
And Dale Earnhardt mm-hmm. Jr.'s walking away, so I didn't get a mm-hmm. chance to see it at all. Did you watch all of it, some of it?
I watched some of it, yeah. I watched the arrivals, nice interview with Jimmy Johnson, Truex. They all, they brought their wives. They all looked real cleaned up. Nice interview with Ricky Stenhouse, who's going solo. Mm-hmm. I didn't see Danica there with him. I don't know what was up with that.
Stenhouse?
Yeah.
Oh.
He was there by himself. Mm. And there was some announcement that some of the drivers wouldn't be coming back, which was kind of surprising to the interviewer. He went, mm-hmm. what? I think it was Matt Kenseth that said that. I'm trying to remember.
The other thing,
I didn't write it down.
Mike,
going
Mike.
Totally from memory and hoping my memory is okay.
It's not. Uh-huh. Dale Earnhardt Jr., who has never hosted a cup championship trophy. He's the newly crowned 15-time most popular driver. They just don't give you a trophy. Has impacted the sport in bountiful ways, according to NASCAR. But he will continue to, as in transition from the cockpit to an NBC broadcast booth in 2018, which...
Oh, that's interesting, because he didn't say that.
Yeah, he does quite a job. And first, he will serve as the Grand Marshal for the 2018 Daytona 500, and then undoubtedly he will continue charitable efforts that included, get this, $888,000 donation from longtime sponsor Nationwide in Las Vegas. His time devoted and money raised for charities as legacy for many and may outshine all his great achievements on the track. That interest in giving back is something he and Truex share in addition to their on-track legacy. Another way the two men are connected, and another reason why their time together out front wrapped up the seasons most appropriately.
Well, he's not going to go away completely.
No, no,
you know,
no.
You'll hear
he'll be
the charity.
In the booth.
No, there was more, because when he went on Jimmy Kimmel, he said that he was going to do some Xfinity racing too.
Yeah,
so he's not completely out of the car either.
No. Yeah, he'll throw a
That's
car.
All I'm saying.
And then sad for Bud Moore, born in 1925. He just passed away. Bud Moore was amazing. They say his eyes were red. His voice cracked slightly with emotion. And he probably spoke for most folks. Hung their head. There are sad days. All my heroes are dying. That was according to Kenny Bruce. He was a former NASCAR official and one of the many who turned out here and buried Walter M. Moore Jr., the man best known as Bud to the family and friends. So he was a long time. He's NASCAR Hall of Fame, a driver as well. Actually, Bobby Allison, who won 14 times, and Moore's familiar number 15 Ford. Moore was an owner and was just an amazing individual, and hearts and prayers go out to him. All right, hey, we're going to go ahead.
Yeah, he was buried in Spartanburg, South Carolina.
That's it.
All right.
So we're going to go ahead and take a break, and Holly Henry is in the wings. She's going to talk to us about Cocoa Paw and how hubby did, and I think he did quite well. So when we come back from Racer Radio, More on Racer Radio. I'm Dave.
I'm Michelle.
AM 1170.
The Answer.
Say welcome back to Racer Radio, the only motorsports show in San Diego. Probably Southern California, if you really stop thinking about it. There might be a few in L.A.
I don't know of any, and I've been keeping my eye out, and nobody's ever told me, oh, there's someone else doing racers. No,
there's not. Hey, this segment's brought to you by Barona Circle Track, www.baronaspeedway.com, baronaspeedway.com, and El Cajon Ford, where nobody, absolutely nobody, treats you better. El Cajon Ford, folks, end of the year, the deals are flying off the dealership floor. Take a run down to El Cajon Ford. Make sure you tell them you heard it right here on Racer Radio. All right, hey, we got Holly Henry on the line. Holly, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, we haven't talked to you in a while, but we see you on Facebook, and I see you found a new racetrack in Cocopah.
Yes. I'm actually at Mark Norris's right now. We just pulled in from the race last night. We're about to unload the car. Norris is actually backing up the trailer as I'm on the phone with you right now.
Well, if we hear a crunch, we'll know.
Or a click.
Oh. We could do this in our sleep with a board to our heads at this point.
Just use the rearview mirrors. You'll be fine.
So how'd it go last night?
It went really well. It was the championship last night, so it was wrapping up their winter series in the season for 2017. So I'm actually going to get out because you will start hearing some noise.
Okay. We'll wait.
So he won his heat race last night, and he killed it. He was over half a track ahead of everybody, so he did really well there. And then we finished fourth in the main, but we've been in the top five every time we've raced out there. So we're getting really close, and we're picking up a 10th every time we're out there. And we're just, you know, trying to find a sweet spot at that track, just like we did with Barona. Mm-hmm. So it's a fun process. And then a lot of my Barona boys were there, so I always love that. And the two tracks have been really working together towards the end of the season here. So it's been really exciting to see. We had some of the hobby stocks come out, and the street stocks have been coming out, and the kids racing there. So it's a lot of my buddies from Barona, and everybody's doing really well. So it's been really cool. It's been a great season over there. So we're looking forward to 2018, which is good.
So are there any more races coming up this month, or are they done?
Most of them are wrapped up. We are actually flying out of here on Tuesday. We're going to PRI out there in Indiana. So we're excited for that. That's the biggest racing convention in the country. So we're going to go try and pick up some sponsors out there and see what's up and coming for all the racing stuff. You know, the technology is always moving with cars. So it's going to be cool to see all the new stuff out there and see all of our, the Hoosier guys will be out there. Everybody will be out there. So it's going to be a good show.
I always forget to do that. And I've been wanting to go to that show ever since I've been doing radio.
It's
but for
huge.
Some reason,
yeah,
I know, I know. But it slides, it slips right by me. It does it every time.
We'll be out there. I was going to say I should call you, but I don't think I'm going to be there on Sunday, maybe Sunday morning. But it's a big, huge show. And, you know, they take up that whole convention center, and thousands and thousands of people come out for it. So we're excited. We've been trying to go to it for a while too. So it lined up this year. We're not missing any races. We had our last one for 2017 last night. So we're not missing any races, which is good. And then our next one will be Cocopah, January 13th. And then Barona will start back up again in March, which is going to be interesting because we're going to be tag teaming the two tracks. wish us luck on that one.
Yeah.
But we're excited for it. We're ready. We're ready.
So at least for January and February, you know you'll just be at Cocopah.
Yes. And the Mod Tour is coming up. And that's a huge, huge thing. We did 10 races in 12 days. I told you guys about that. I'm hoping some of our mods from, I know some of our Arizona mods that we race with all the time will be on it. I'm hoping to get some of the Barona mods to come out too. It's 10 races, 12 days. And then we go from February 8th to February 18th. There's a day or two break in there. And then we do Cocopah, Canyon, ET Motor Park, I think there's one more. It's four tracks. But it's a huge operation. And
wow.
Guys from all over the country come in. The Midwest, Hunter Marriott will be there. Ricky Thornton, Tim Ward, some of the biggest racers in the country will be out there. So it's always a great opportunity for us to get faster when you're racing against those guys. So we're super stoked on that. But
well, seat time is seat time.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm the official trophy girl for the Arizona Moth Tour, so that's exciting. So I'll be doing my thing for the whole tour, so I'm going to get to see all my buddies. But yeah, seat time is everything. And Royce was super sick, and we were scheduled to do Thunder Nationals at Canyon, and I was pumping him full of antibiotics and chicken soup and trying to get him in his fire suit, and his temperature hit 104, and I'm like, but it's seat time.
Really?
Yeah.
How's he doing now?
He's good. He's back at it. So he's doing good. We raced one more time. We did the Turkey Classic at Cocopals on the 24th and 25th. So that was his back time, his first race back at it. And he did really well there too. Won a heat race. And I think we finished in the top five, but some of it was, O'Neill was there. He won the Desert Thunder Nationals. He's one of the fastest guys in the country right now. My buddy Cody Laney was there. He got second. These guys are just fast, fast, fast. Mm-hmm. So it's great to race up against them, because if you can get in the, you know, somewhere close to those guys, you know you're doing something. And then you just push, push, push. So by the time we get out for the tour, you know, we'll pick up a lot of time and a lot of ground. And PRI is going to help us too, just to know, hopefully get some sponsors out of it, but get to know what we're going to be running for the year and make the changes that we need to. So it's an exciting time.
Well, that's good. So you're getting ready for the 2018, and I'm sure you're looking for sponsors. How do people get a hold of you if they want to throw some money your way?
Well, they can always contact us at Henry's Trailers. That's our business. And that's what we do Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, and sometimes on the weekends. So you can contact us at Henry's Trailers. We have a Facebook page, Rolls Royce Racing. I'm on Facebook, Holly Henry, and it's Holly with an I. And then Royce is on there, Royce Henry. So you can contact us on Facebook or look us up, Henry's Trailers, and our numbers are there. So you can get in touch with us there or message us however you want to do it.
Excellent. Right.
Super.
So you guys ended the season with the car intact. That's good.
Yes.
Yay.
Yes,
that's a victory.
Yay. Yes. He's unrolling right now. I just have to flip FaceTime you guys. it's rolling out of the trailer. I'm usually helping him.
But oh, gosh. Okay. Well, we'll let you go.
No, he's fine. He's fine. Like, give me a break. He's fine. He's fine.
Always something fun. You guys are hysterical. Thanks so much for calling in, Holly.
I know. It's so good talking to you guys. It's always good catching up with you. And I'll keep you posted. And
yes.
If you want to talk to me when I'm at PRI, you know, just give me a holler. I'd love to let you know what I see. And
yeah, maybe we
I'll
can
take lots of pictures.
Yeah, take lots of pictures.
We might be able to do a recording during midweek.
Yeah, we could work out. Yeah, we'll work out something. We'll stay in touch. And
you guys would love it. I wish I could pack you guys in the suitcase. Mm-hmm. And
well, we just got to put it on our list of things to do
for next year
for sure.
Yep.
Because 2018 is good
right now, so it's a good thing to do, you know.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Well, get out there and start hauling that. Help with that trailer.
Be careful.
I know.
We don't want you getting hurt. Okay.
Bye, guys.
Bye, right. Holly.
All right, folks. Hey. So, what else you got? You had some other news?
Well, not really. Well, I had wanted to mention just how it's really cool that the African American driver, mm-hmm. the Darrell Wallace Jr. has in NASCAR, has become the first full time driver at the top level of NASCAR since 1971, mm-hmm. and he's going to drive for Richard Petty. He's actually taking over, right. You know, Richard Petty's ride. Yeah, and his nickname is Bubba.
Yeah, well, Bubba Wallace.
Bubba Wallace.
I wish they would dump that. But he's had that title since he was a kid.
Yeah. Cool. And then Chip Ganassi Racing signed Ed Jones to drive in IndyCar Series alongside Scott Dixon. Cool. Yeah. And Jones was Rookie of the Year for last year when he was with Dale Coyne Racing. And right. He won Indy Lights in 2016.
Right.
Cool. That's all I had, really. Because we already talked about the NASCAR banquet. Right. Oh, another thing, while we're talking about racing, the a couple of, well, I guess it was when Brittany was here and you were off at SEMA. Mm-hmm. We talked about the rotary engines a lot in racing. And I found out later, there's an editor who used to work for Road and Track. Maybe he still does, Sam Smith. Mm-hmm. And he has a article that you can look up on, you just Google it, called The Most Wonderfully Bizarre Cars Ever to Race Le Mans. And he actually wrote it for Wired magazine, not Road and Track. Anyway, talks about the historic event of the rotary engine car winning Le Mans. Mm. And it just it's a really interesting article, not just for people like me who are fans of the rotary engine, but other interesting engines. Who knew? There's all kinds of crazy things that have run at Le Mans. So I just wanted to throw that out
there.
Well,
it's such a long, long race. I mean, you know, fruition is everything. So you'd be surprised what people come up with just to see if it could make it,
yeah,
you know, around the track and stay out there for 24 hours. Because most cars, you know, the majority of the cars don't make it.
Yeah.
They break. Wadded up.
So you win by attrition.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
So are we gonna have Bam Bam call in?
Well, he is supposed to be calling in. He has not called in as yet. Okay, so. Bam Bam Fangmeyer, you guys have all heard him.
Yes.
He kind of part-time announces at the infield at Paris Auto Speedway. Plus, he's an IMCA modified driver, and this was his best year by far. Mm-hmm.
And he's called into the show before.
Right.
He's given us reports. I think it's this season. He called in, I think, once to talk about how he was doing. And he's very funny. So hopefully he does call in.
Yeah. I'm hoping he will, too.
In the Paris Auto Speedway segment.
Exactly. But, folks, I can't overemphasize enough that we support our small local tracks. Irwindale had their last race this weekend.
They still have more stuff coming up in January. The very last day of operations is the 30th of January.
Right, which is just super.
Here's the thing. Go to Irwindale Speedway, go to their website, and see if there's something you can go to for one last hurrah.
Yeah, at least one last hurrah. Get a t-shirt. Get a banner.
Do something.
Get a piece of the track.
Because that's it. That's your only chance. January 30th, they're closing out the lights.
All right. Well, Bam Bam's on the line, so we're going to take a small break right here on Racer Radio. I'm Dave.
I'm Michelle.
AM 1170.
The Answer.
Welcome back to Racer Radio. I'm Dave.
I'm Michelle.
This segment brought to you by Paris Auto Speedway. You got to check this dirt track out up in Paris. It is fast, amazing, tons of fun, great food. Okay, they're not racing right now, but hey, they will be coming up. Just go to ParisAutoSpeedway.com, make plans, buy some tickets, go out there and have yourself a great time. Hey, we got Bam Bam Fangmeyer on the line, IMCA modified driver. How you doing, bud?
I'm good, Dave. How are you?
Hey, I understand you had a pretty good season this year. Talk to us about it.
Yeah, you know, we definitely had our ups and downs and growing pains once we moved from the street stock to the modified over a couple of years, and we're able to pick up our first win in a modified this summer, and then rattled off two more after that. Made a pretty good run at the championship, and unfortunately came up a little bit short due to some misfortunes, we'll call it, on Champions Night, you know, getting ready to take the green flag. But, you know, it is what it is. We definitely can't look down on that. And we made a trip out to the Duel in the Desert, which is, for people that don't know, sprint car people are familiar with Oval Nationals or Indiana Sprint Week and, you know, the big kind of sprint car races. And then for IMCA modified drivers, there's two big races of the year. One's in Boone, Iowa in September called Super Nationals, and the other is in Vegas. It's actually the same weekend this year as the Oval Nationals of Paris. And the Duel in the Desert, there was I think 180 A-mods and another 80-something sport mods, you know, well over 240 cars.
Wow.
And it was a good time. The track was amazing, and we did the best we've ever done there. So definitely a good year.
Was that your first time doing Duel in the Desert?
No, we went there last year and had some parts breaks and wrecked the car.
Oh.
Hit the wall on the front stretch coming off turn four, you know, going pretty fast, and had to, you know, do some extensive repairs. And, you know, we only got to race the first night last year there. And so anything other than, you know, being able to race, it's a Wednesday night is practice and you race Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So just being able to race all 4 days, you know, that was a win in our book. And then,
yeah. You
know, we didn't make the main event any night, but the quality of drivers there is, you know, if you even get within a couple positions of making the main event on any given night, it's, you know, you had a pretty good run.
Wow. Well, so. Good that you got to complete, you went further than the first time.
Yeah. Yep. You know, we ended up fourth in the B-Main Friday night, sixth in the last chance race, which, you know, the last chance race is on Saturday. They only start 30 cars in the main event Saturday night, and 16 are locked in off Thursday and Friday night's performances. And then they only take the winner of 12 different last chance races, and we ended up fifth in our last chance race, or sixth in our last chance race.
Wow.
So, yeah, we were a few spots away, but
close.
In each last chance race, there was like 18 cars, 20 uh-huh. cars. So, uh-huh. you know, each one of those was a pretty good race in its own right.
Yeah.
So what does 2018 look like?
Right now, just we're going to try and work a lot on gaining more and more experiences and situations and tracks that we're not familiar with.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely going to be hitting all the races at Paris. And, you know, that's our home track. It's hard not to.
Mm-hmm.
But from there, you know, we try and hit a race, maybe two races, you know, on some months away from our home track. And we've been venturing towards Kokopo Speedway down in Arizona. Bakersfield Speedway,
right.
A little bit, and the competition level at those two tracks especially is really tough. And so to be able to run well there, you can take the cream, you know, the top cars from any of those tracks and take them somewhere else, and they're going to race and they're going to be up front, you know, just about anywhere they go. So being able to compete with drivers there, you know, that I'm not taking anything away from the guys at Paris. The top of the division at Paris is the same way, you know, they're pretty tough to beat when you got, you know, the Mike Kirby's and the Billy Wormsbeckers and, mm-hmm. and, you know, the list goes on. And, you know, Bradley Morris, an upcomer that we got into a car this year, and he's impressing everybody. So he's going to be, you know, a handful, to say the least, come this year. So, but, yeah, we're just going to look on, you know, it's broadening our horizons and making our program even better. You know, working with a lot of, you know, working real close with our shop guy, Mike Goldfuss at Goldfuss Fabrication on some things and try and, you know, dial it in for different type setups and stuff that we've been working on and you know, spring package a little bit and stuff like that. And, you know, Jimmy Reeves at BMS Race Cars, his tech support is just outstanding, and that's kind of one thing that when we've talked on the show before about modifieds and how they're not just, you know, cars that were turned into race cars, but they were purpose built from the time that the car was, or the front stub was placed on the frame. They're built with a purpose, and Jimmy took over ownership of BMS Race Cars, and he built our car, and he's just done phenomenal helping us out. So can't thank all those guys enough for everything they do to help us keep the car in tip-top shape and run it up front.
Right, but, exactly. So sponsorship-wise, you looking for any new sponsors, or are you pretty good so far this year?
You know, we're always looking to partner with more people as far as, you know, marketing and sponsorship and help them, you know, create and achieve their business goals, as well as help our team grow in the manner in which the best way that we can do. And, you know, it's nice to see, to work with people that have the same kind of passion about what they're doing as what we do with our racing program. And, you know, we've been backed by some great people throughout the past couple of years and picked up, you know, a couple of new sponsors, over the past couple of months. And, Inland Rigging and Machinery Moving, Tom Dunkel, he's a great guy, and really goes above and beyond, and is always real supportive of anything we want to do. And so if anybody out there is listening, you need safe moves, equipment moves like machines or what have you, Tom Dunkel at Inland Rigging, he's the guy to go to for that. But
yes,
you know, along with him and in, you know, Construction Logic, Steve Wood and Domestic Diesel and Auto Repair up in Chino, they always keep the tow rig going and take care of us that way. And, you know, we're lucky to be surrounded by just amazing guys. Lawler's Towing, like I said, BMS Race Cars, AMSOIL, Oil Twins, Andy and Casey Jones, they're top notch. Ibox Springs and FYE Motorsports Promotions, and Axis Rod Ends, and Harold up at Racing Plus in Mariloma as our parts supplier. He's, you know, make sure that we always got what we need to be competitive. And without any one of these guys, I don't think our program would be where it is right now. And there's definitely hats off to all of them for supporting us and looking to even bigger and better things in the years to come.
Well, what would be the qualifications? Let's say somebody sits in the stands and they see you guys out racing and maybe they want to get involved in it. Does it take any special, you know, does it take any kind of a special, you know, aptitude to come and help work out on a race team?
No, not really. I mean, there's room for growth stuff that everybody can do, you know, like my girlfriend Jennifer, she started coming to the racetrack with us and didn't know anything about cars or what have you, and, you know, just being around, learning and getting her hands dirty and helping us, you know, if it's from scraping mud to getting tear offs out of the trailer to making sure we got tape for my ears to keep the earbuds in when we pull the helmet on or whatever, you know, it's the little things that people can pick up on and learn along the way, just make it easier on everybody on the ground. And you know, last year, about this time, or in the middle of January, I was pretty lucky. A friend of mine from high school, her boyfriend just came over when I was putting the car back together when we got it back from BMS Race Cars after some repairs, and he helped me build it. And, you know, he had a little bit of technical, you know, mechanical background, but never worked around race cars in his life, and he just had the will to want to be there. And, you know, the help and determination that he had to make us better was just refreshing. And so anybody sitting in the stands, you know, if you have the drive, if you just want to be a part of it, you just got to find somebody that wants you to be a part of that as well. And that's, you know, that's my only suggestion. The dirt track, the racing community especially, but specifically dirt track racers are a very, very big family. Mm-hmm. And I don't know anybody that, you know, we race Paris and the Henrys down there race Verona, but we're pretty good friends with them. And mm-hmm. I talk to Royce, you know, once or twice a week sometimes. And I know when there's something he needs, I got it. I have his back and vice versa. So, you know, if there's people that want to be part of a race team and they want to do something, the best thing to do is just come out to the track and talk to people. I know Jason Heyman and Amber Heyman, we met them. They came as fans to the races at Paris probably 6 years ago when we were still racing factory stocks and their kids were little and just were big fans. And now, you know, their daughter's in high school and their son's in middle school, and Jason volunteers as an official at Paris every week. And, you know, it's stuff like that. There's always a spot for everybody if you want to be part of it.
Right. And it is, and folks, if you ever decide to do it, it's the most fun, trust me, you'll ever have. You'll get a camaraderie that'll just blow your socks off. Hey, rattle out your the sponsors on your car right now, or did you already do that?
We did that, but I can always thank them again. You know,
hit them again.
Racing Plus, Harold Nix up in Winter Loma for all your racing parts needs. Goldfuss Racing and Fabrication, as far as, in my opinion, one of the top-notch shock builders in the country. Access Rod-Ins, Lawless Towing. Tommy Dunkel over there at Inland Rigging and Machinery Moving. Ibox Springs, Superior Steering Wheels. I don't know that I mentioned them earlier, but when it comes to the one tool that the driver has in their hands when you're in the race car, you know, it is a steering wheel. And a lot of people take for granted the kind of steering wheel that they're putting in the race car. And all you got to do is spend the money one time on a Superior steering wheel and you'll realize how inferior the rest of the products actually are. But him and Domestic Diesel, Amsoil, Oil Twins, Construction Logic LLC, K&N's been helping us out. Definitely appreciate that. And family, friends, my crew, Jim Rook, Tim, Kenny, Mike, my girlfriend Jennifer, my mom and dad. The list goes on and on.
Wow. All right, buddy. Hey.
Anybody I forgot?
No, I think you're good. But
I love you all.
We'll get you back on again. You know that. We still got to get you and your car down to KUSI TV. So more than happy to help you.
I'm ready for that. And that car is, it's sitting there in the shop ready to come see you, Dave.
All right. You got my email, right?
Yes, sir. Well, I'll send you one when you get off the phone.
You're the man. All right, folks. We're going to take a small break. When we come back, we've got a special guest on the line. I think he's out in Ohio. He was a gentleman I met at Paris Auto Speedway when they did a military tribute. You're going to want to hear this. Stay tuned. AM 1170.
The Answer.
Listening to Racer Radio right here on AM 1170. This segment is sponsored by Certified Car Care Clinic. They're located 11370 North Woodside Avenue in lovely Santee. Go to certifiedcarcare.net. And if you have a hot rod race car, maybe you're building an engine and you need to get it dynoed before you go any further, you go to Certified Car Care. Mention you heard it on KCBQ AM 1170 for a nice fat discount. All right. Hey, we've got a special guest on the line, Isaac Chappell. And did I pronounce that right, Isaac?
Yeah, you got me right. That's it.
All right. And you and I met at Paris Auto Speedway when they were doing a kind of a veterans appreciation. You and I stood there and shook the flag for a while. And tell me, did you come all the way out? Weren't you from, is it Ohio or Iowa?
Indiana, you're pretty close.
Okay.
In that same area there.
All right, so you came out just for the event?
Yeah. We race non-wing sprint cars full time, so Indiana's kind of the place to be to do that. Well, it seems to get cold here in November, so they schedule our races out there.
All right.
So obviously Paris Oval Nationals is a big deal. They come from all over for that one. That's one of our biggest races of the year, so we try not to miss that one.
Right. Now, are you a driver, or are you a sponsor, or are you a crewman?
Yep, I'm a driver. I owner, driver, mechanic, kind of, I take up all the titles, but...
Oh, you were the gentleman that was, you were one of what, only two drivers that walked the line and kind of shook everybody's hand?
Yeah, I did. I was out there on the racetrack when they did that.
And you know that
honored the veterans there, so
that went over so big, you would not believe how much chatter that stirred up. Because when Scott Delosio, the announcer, he calls in every week. You know, he calls in every single week just to chat, and
right.
He was very impressed by it was you and another driver, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I think it was Brady Bacon. He's another one of the guys we raced with back here. I think he was the other one out there.
Wow, that's amazing. So how long have you been racing?
I've been racing since I was probably 10 or 11. So I'm 21 now, so that makes it about 10 years.
Yeah, almost a lifetime, huh?
Yeah, it feels like it sometimes, but I think I still got a few more good years left in me.
You got tons of good years left in you, because the older you get, the smarter you get. And then it's not always the loud pedal, you know what I mean?
Hopefully, you know, they say wisdom comes with age, so hopefully that helps out.
So I always like to – go ahead. You have a question,
just
Michelle?
Just wanted to know, is he a veteran too or just a racer?
No, I'm just a racer. Okay. I'm just very thankful though for all our veterans and what they've done for us.
Yeah,
I know that I wouldn't be a racer if it wasn't for them. So
yeah, you know that's a really good point. So I'm sure you have a day job, or is racing your main gig?
Racing's my main gig. That's pretty much what I do. So it's not easy all the time, but so far I'm making it happen.
Are you going to be coming back out to California or the West Coast? Because you said the weather's not conducive to racing back there. So what's up for this next couple months?
Well, actually, this is kind of our little bit of downtime. Pretty much Oval Nationals kind of ends our season out. We start back in February, and we always go to Florida in February. It's warm down there, too, so... We kind of start in Florida in February, and we always end in California in November.
All right. So how'd you do last year standing-wise?
It wasn't too bad of a year. That was my my second year in a sprint car. Mm-hmm. We raced a lot. I got hurt in July at Terre Haute, which is a racetrack here in Indiana. Mm-hmm. And that put me out for 5 weeks, so that kind of... slowed me down a little bit, and obviously when you miss that many races, you're not in any kind of points contention, but it was still a good thing just to come back from that and be able to go race again and still have success after that. So
absolutely,
it was still a successful year, I think, and we can build on it for next year.
Oh, you're only 21, so
yeah, you got tons of building. So. Yeah. I always do this because one of the things we do here is we try to talk to young drivers, kids that are just starting out, whether it be go-karts, dwarf cars, whatever. And we always get them to talk about your sponsors because, let's face it, that's what gets you from point A to point B. And
For sure.
If you're putting a proposal together for 2018, you're more than welcome to put KCBQ AM 1170 down as a outlet for anybody that sponsors with you. And I'm dead serious. If it means I got to talk to one of your sponsors for 15 minutes to a half hour to an hour to help you out, we'll do that for you. Because I buy my own airtime. Okay. I control my own show. So it's all about us. We can control whatever we want to do. Nobody tells us what to do. So, and whenever we meet drivers like you and passionate, because, you know, that's the key. You know, I mean, being a great driver is one thing. Being able to talk is another. But getting yourself exposed out there to where these big sponsors see you, that's the key. So tell us, who's on the car?
I got a bunch of people that helped me, and I got guys that can give more than some, and but we're friendly, and we'll invite anybody in. So
sure. So who you got?
A lot of names on there, and my biggest supporter, a local contractor here in Indiana, CFH Enterprises, and Superior Consulting. Those guys have done so much for me over the years and kind of made it possible for me to keep going. And then there's Van Hoy Oil, PGD Enterprises, Fairview Bed and Breakfast, Papelka Farms, the Tin Plate, Awesome Tenderloin, if you come to Indiana, Willwood Brakes, S&M Construction, Indy Race Parts, Denix Shocks, DRC, Claxton, and VMS Rod Ends. The list goes on. I'm fortunate to have people that I guess, believe in me and are helping me keep going down the road.
Yeah. Hey, I got a question for you. I went to Indy back in 94 when Dale Earnhardt Sr. won the Brickyard. Do you guys know what a small stake is? Because I went there right outside the track to this big old steakhouse, and I said, could you just get me a small steak? Dude, that thing was hanging over the plate. What is up with you guys?
We like to eat. I mean, I like to eat. I
won't, good food,
I won't deny
too.
That. If I'm not racing, I'm probably eating. So.
Well, let me tell you, that was the best food I had had, and I absolutely can't remember. Now, Michelle, she goes back to Indy, but she goes back for the open wheel. She's more of an Indy car girl than a...
Okay, yeah. Yep.
But the
Indy 500 is kind of a big deal. So,
yeah, it is. It is.
Only 300,000 people.
In May.
So, well, see, now back in Indianapolis, I mean, you guys can race. How many days a week can you race during the season?
Typically, I race every Friday, every Saturday, and every Sunday.
Okay.
And then, I mean, through June, July, August, you know, we're even racing during the week some. So, like I said, I was out for 5 weeks this year, and I still raced 68 times. So,
yeah, we'll see. That's what's
that. You know, we probably would have been around the 80 number, which is pretty standard for guys that do it full time around here.
Right. Well, I tell you what, man. I stay in touch with us, and if you ever get out to San Diego or come up, if you're coming back out to Paris, and if you come out,
we'll be there next year.
Well, stay in touch with me. I'll send you my email. And I'll be more than happy when you come in, have you come down, and we'll put you on KUSI TV, have your team on TV with you. If you got any sponsor folks with you, we'll put you on TV. It's the number one watch morning show. Scott can tell you all about it, and that'll just be another little feather in your cap for your sponsors.
Cool. Yeah. Yeah. They'd
love it.
Out of that. So.
Yeah.
Yeah,
all right.
Gotta keep them happy.
You got it. Isaac, thank you. Thank you very much. We sure appreciate you calling in. And when the season kicks up again, when you feel like calling in and giving us kind of a race report where you're at, we'd be more than happy to accommodate you.
All right. Thank you, guys, and thanks for having me on.
All right.
Thank you.
Remember, keep the rubber side down, that shiny side up.
Yes.
That's the plan.
All right, folks, we're going to go ahead and take a break. We got Gun Sports Radio in the wings. What are you shaking your head for?
Well, we have to plug our Facebook pages.
Hurry.
You ought to know. And Green Machine both have Facebook pages.
And
in addition, there's a website you can check for calendar items, racing news, and car reviews that we've written.
On CarCentric.
On CarCentric.net.
And don't forget Racer Radio, the only website supporting local racers.
That's right.
All right. Keep the rubber side down, shiny side up, folks. We're out of here.
Until then, who cares about the clouds when we're together? Happy trails to you till we meet again.
Racer Radio on AM 1170 The Answer is sponsored by Love Radio Network.